Any other issues or questions that you think people have about either pancreatic cancer or biliary cancer that we haven't touched on today, even practical day-to-day issues? Alan?
Well, again, I think the frustration is that we tend to mix these patients and lump them. I think they're distinctly different diseases. But to really study them, we need to go international. There are some parts of the world where these are much more common. And one of my frustrations has been within the groups, our inability to do that. At ASCO, there was a meeting of a group from the UK, which is very organized and has done excellent research. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is be broader in our scope, because if not through that mechanism, we just won't answer questions. But I think there probably are good targets that we might have some opportunities, but it's a matter of having enough patients to show that.
And if I may, you know, just add to that, that I fully agree that gallbladder, intrahepatic and extrahepatic are probably different diseases. From the practical standpoint right now, you can't differentiate them. You're going to treat them all the same with the chemotherapy, gemcitabine, cisplatin, or fluoropyrimidine. But for future studies, and when you look at, we had a MEK inhibitor study that we looked at that was published in JCO about a year ago. We've seen actually differential response between the gallbladder cancers and the intrahepatic and extrahepatic cancers. Gallbladders did the worst, extrahepatic did the best, and intermediately the intrahepatic. And you see these trends with various tyrosine kinase inhibitors and other targeted agents. And so I fully agree that, you know, the future is really to treat those differently, classify them differently, because they likely have different actionable targets. Right now, it's probably not relevant clinically since we're going to treat them all about the same. But for future development, we really need to do better.
Emily, did you have a question?
Oh, just that I think that the progress has been so slow in these diseases. One of the questions that comes up is models, preclinical models, and there's been a little progress in pancreatic cancer models, and I'm just curious if anyone here is aware of progress in biliary tract models, you know, either in terms of human tumor xenografts.
There are inflammatory models. In fact, that's a really good point. In fact, just recently was the first mouse model of hepatocellular carcinoma that sort of recapitulates the disease, cirrhotic mouse model of cirrhosis and HCC. That literally was just in the last 2 months published. So that's a very good point, the inability to get models to.
Yeah, and how is this model on HCC done?
It is a knockout of, John Gordon presented it at Journal Club, I'm blanking on the gene. It was, I haven't read the paper itself, I just got a glance of the presentation, but I mean the point is, for HCC for example, the only model that recapitulates the disease is the woodchuck. And I don't know if anybody's ever worked with woodchucks, but it's how much wood can a woodchuck chuck? And, I mean, they are brutal animals. That's a woodchuck hepatitis virus that infects the animals and leads to HCC. Otherwise, none of the models recapitulate the disease. So if you get a model, then at least you have a fighting chance to learn something. So, again, in biliary cancer, I'm not aware of any other than inflammatory models.
Were you going to say something?
Oh, no, no. I was agreeing that there's no animal model. There are only three or four probably labs that actually have cell lines, human cell lines growing. I mean, we have, at Ohio State, we have one, but there are very few actually that do have cell lines, albeit no models that I can think of that do exist in this disease, unfortunately.